T-Mobile.
WA, this is KO4 BYU.
Carlos again.
It's James in, everybody calls me Izzy Isbell.
Ah, okay. You sound like the fellow I talked to just a little bit ago. Oh, how are you doing today, bud?
Well, I'm in pretty good shape for the shape I'm in, sitting here waiting for time to go into work.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. You live up towards Traveler's Rest or up in there somewhere, don't you?
Negative, sir. I live down in Great Court, down below Fountain Inn.
Well, I'm just thinking of somebody else altogether. My goodness. Now, there's a fellow that works either, I think it's second or third, and he lives up kind of towards Dacusville, up in that area, kind of towards Traveler's Rest. And I hear him headed into work sometimes about this time of day. But what do you do?
I work over here for GE Turbines. I'm a maintenance technician. Keep the equipment running the best I can, and got 16 more months till I retire, so just keep plugging at it until then.
Oh, my goodness. How many years have you been working there?
For 3.5 years, I retired from BMW. I couldn't take that place anymore, and as soon as I got my retirement out of them, I got out of there.
I hear you. Now, I'll tell you what, I got a friend that's following me. I'm pulling the trailer, and he's following me, to kind of help me with my load here. And he worked over at GE. He and his dad worked over there for many, many, many years, but he's been gone from there probably 20, 25 years.
Got another year and a half to go to pay the mortgage off, so I had to get out of BMW. It was physically killing me to work them 12-hour shifts, sometimes 7-day weeks. And when I talked to a buddy of mine that works over here, he said, we work Monday through Friday, 8 hours a day. Overtime is not required. I said, where do I sign up?
Yeah, I hear you. Listen, BMW, and I bet you didn't really get paid overtime at BMW either, did you?
Did plenty of overtime money. I got paid anything over 40 hours a week as overtime, and on them 7-day weeks, I'd rack in the money. 2 years in a row, I broke $100,000 a year pay, but it was just physically killing me. I couldn't keep up that pace.
Wow. How many years did you put in there?
I put 6 years in. That was enough to get a retirement out of, and then I got out of there.
Wow. Well, so were you a direct or were you a mal?
So I was direct. I came in through MAU and worked MAU for about 9 months. Then they put me on as a BMW employee and put me on the night shift, working 7 at night to 7 in the morning. And like I said, sometimes we'd work a 7-day week.
Man, oh man. Yeah. My stepson works for Norfolk Southern Railroad, and for the longest time, he pulled all the cars out of there on the railroad cars. And he said that was a real interesting place to be.
I think ain't quite the word I'd use for it, but BMW Corporate is an excellent company, great pay and benefits. But the management running the GE here in Greer, the middle management, they really ain't got a clue what they're doing.
Don't like it over GE?
Oh, now, I love it over here at GE. It's probably one of the best places I've ever worked next to Kemet.
Well, how about that? I used to do industrial imaging, and I was in and out of, I never was into BMW, but I was in and out of Michelin and Kemet and several other places like that. Yeah, and when I say he used the word interesting, he was trying his best to be diplomatic and polite. That was his way of saying, Not me.
Definitely relate to that. If you want to use that word, it most definitely was interesting.
Yep. All right. Well, I have just detonated at my QTH, and I'm about to unload something that I just picked up on my trailer. I got a 60-foot extension tower, or crank-up tower.
That sounds wonderful. I'm going to try and work on a J-pole antenna for this weekend to put up on the roof, see if I can connect with the Lawrence repeater. I haven't had a whole lot of luck with what I've got now. I got a little dipole that just ain't doing the job for me. So I'm hoping that J-pole will help me out, so I'm getting into that repeater. But you have a good day. KO4 BYU. KO4
BYU, this is KN4 VWA. 73's, bud. And, well, try to stay dry out there and don't let nothing squash you on whichever you're fixing. KN4 VWA, I'm clear. Bye.
KO4 VWA, Roger, you do the same and have a wonderful day. Be safe out there. 73 back at you.